Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Greetings to my fellow veterans. This is Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of Veterans Affairs for the state of California. I'm a Korean vet, and it is my honor to serve in the U.S. Army as a new immigrant to this great country. Thank you for your service. It will not be forgotten. It should be remembered that freedom is not free. It has been secured by brave sacrifice that all members of our military and their families have given since the beginning of a great, wonderful nation. Thank you for your service.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you working on this weekend? You got a project you'd like to get done? Well, we'd like to help. A couple of ways to get in touch with us. Pick up the phone and call us at 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or post your questions to moneypit.com. Because that's what we do. We help you take on your do-it-yourself dilemmas. Try and decide if you want to do it yourself or hire a pro. We can sort that out. Need a source to pick up a part? Pick up an idea for your project, we might be able to help you with that as well. So reach out to us with your home improvement questions. Coming up on today's show, if we had to name a project that can really change the look of a kitchen or even a bath, replacing the countertop would definitely be high on the list because it's such a big space visually and physically. But while removing and replacing a top is a costly and complicated project, just restoring the surface with a stone coating is not. It's really easy, and it can be done in a weekend.
And there's nothing like a good steamy shower, but too much moisture can cause paint to peel and mold to grow. We're going to share a solution to keep that moisture in check just ahead.
And Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and value. But they also point out many to avoid. We're going to share appliances that earn that not-so-prestigious do-not-buy recommendation in just a bit.
But first, we're here to help you tackle your to-dos with confidence. I can't even believe we're in November already, so start planning your Thanksgiving menu and figuring out what you need to do to keep your house looking great to accompany that meal. We're here to help you out.
Plus, we've got a great tool to give away to one listener drawn at random. It's the Arrow T25X WireMate Staple Gun. So let's get to it. Call us right now. Again, that number is 1-888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Leslie, who's first?
Brian in Delaware is on the line looking for a water softening solution. Tell us what's going on.
I have hard water in my house. I need a conditioning system. I don't know a ton about them. I know there's a salt-based systems that have been around forever, and then you research some ionized-type systems. Not sure which one is the best route to go.
So if you've got hard water, that's really tough to live with because it is not good on your clothes. It doesn't feel good on your skin. It always feels like you came out of a saltwater bath when you take a shower.
And you can't get the soap off of yourself.
Right.
It's terrible.
Yeah, shampoo and soap, it doesn't suds up, right? So you're right. You are going to need a water softener, and there are two types generally, a salt-type water softener, which is traditional and it's been around for a long time, and it works really, really well. Basically, the way a salt-based system works is it uses sodium to reduce the mineral concentrations, and in particular, it gets rid of the calcium and the magnesium that is what could damage your plumbing system or your boiler or your skin or your hair. It's also really bad when you have a tankless system because the tankless tubes are really, really small, and they can get caked up with the hard water. So salt-based systems are good. They're tried and true. There's a misconception that using a salt-based water softener adds sodium to your drinking water. It really doesn't. It's a chemistry thing. Just take my word for it. It doesn't do that. The other option, of course, is salt-free. What that really does is it crystallizes. It doesn't remove those minerals. It crystallizes them so that theoretically they won't be embedded into the water. The best way to think about it is, if you know, when you have magnets and you try to touch the positive side against the positive side of another one, it bounces it away. That's kind of what it does. It charges the hard water particles and causes them to repel each other. So you don't have that persistent feeling of the hard water in the water. But in terms of the entire house, generally, I would use those if I had maybe a smaller house. But if I had a whole home and I was dealing with this, I would definitely use a salt-based system. So I think that's the best solution.
Marta in Iowa, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I have a set of concrete steps that are adjoined to my concrete driveway, and they are separating. The step is separating from the driveway.
Okay.
And I have like a big crack, and it's and the concrete's kind of starting to eat away. But I also have like sand coming out, and I want to know what I can do to, well, because I got to fix it. I don't know if I can just, do I use concrete in there? Do I use a sealer in there? I don't know. But I got to do something, and I don't want the crack getting bigger, especially with winter coming.
Right, and you're correct, because if you do let it get bigger, what's going to happen is water will get in there, and it'll freeze and expand. So you do want to seal that. I would take a look at quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. They've got step-by-step videos there that will take you through this process. But essentially, you're going to use one of a number of different types of crack repair or concrete repair product that they sell pre-mixed, ready to rock and roll, and you're just going to apply it. Some come in caulking tubes, for example. Some come in squeeze bottles. You apply it to those cracks, let it flow, let it settle, let it dry, and that will seal the crack and stop it from any further deterioration.
Because it's up along the house, too, and I put some concrete in there. But
well, the problem is that you can't use regular concrete, because if you put concrete in by itself, what happens is it will freeze and break and crack and fall out rather quickly. That's why you need to use the products that are designed for repair, because they both adhere to the old concrete, and then they stop the water from flowing in, and that's going to do the job. Okay, Marta?
Sounds good. It was quickcrete.com.
Quickcrete.com. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Reach out with your DIY questions to us at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today.
And just ahead, if your kitchen countertop looks a bit beat up, restoring the surface with a stone coating is a simple, durable DIY project you can complete in a weekend. We'll tell you how when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a pro contractor, a remodeler, or a custom builder, we've partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast designed to provide tips, ideas, and resources to help improve your business. It's called the Profiles Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros. We share strategies and share solutions that are going to save time, increase profit, and improve your customer satisfaction. You can listen and follow the Profiles Podcast at llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? While time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need help with a reno, repair, or decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we help you create your best home ever. Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast.
Well, when you listen to the Money Pit, you get answers to your home improvement decor questions, and occasionally you get a chance to win a tool to help get the job done. And today we've got the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun to give away. Now, this is a particular type of staple gun that is really handy this time of year because it's known as a cable tacker. And if we're going to be hanging a lot of holiday lights, this is the perfect product for that. It's got a lot of power, it's compact, it's lightweight. It's very precise. You know exactly where the staple is going, and it's got a very simple loading mechanism, so it makes loading the staples as easy as pushing a button. It's worth $35. We're going to toss in a couple of boxes of staples, and it's going to go out to one listener drawn at random. So make that you. Call us right now with your home improvement questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Doug in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
I've got a 30-year-old home here in Northeast Texas, wanting to know the best way to upgrade my insulation in the attic. It has what I would call a look like a recycled newspaper maybe blown in there, probably about 2.5-3 inches thick, and wondering if I could just blow a new type insulation on top of it, or do I need to do preparation first?
Yeah, you can add additional insulation, and that makes a lot of sense, but I would not put new insulation on top of that old insulation because the old insulation is probably settled down, compressed, and it's not insulating as well as it should. So what I would recommend is that you remove the existing insulation. Then if you want to go with blown-in, there's actually a product out now that allows you to do your own blown-in insulation. It's from Owens Corning, and it's called Attic Cat. And the way Attic Cat works is you go to your local Home Depot and you purchase the bags of Attic Cat insulation. And if you buy 10 bags, they will give you the blowing machine for free. The rentals, there's no charge for the rental. And then the blowing machine gets positioned, you know, outside your house or in your garage or whatever. The insulation packages slide into it. It's almost like designed as a slot. You put it right in the side. You take the hose up to your attic, and it's remote controlled, so you can turn the machine on and off and control the flow. And then this type of insulation gets into the nooks and crannies, it expands nicely, and it's low dust. So it's a very easy way to do your own blown-in insulation and get a really good, contiguous, solid application of insulation in that attic.
Well, and a targeted application as well.
Yeah, and you can do a whole house in about 4 hours.
Okay, great. Well, I appreciate the advice. Sounds like I need to get a big vacuum cleaner to get it riddled out.
Yeah. The new insulation will go in 4 hours. Getting the old stuff out, though, that's going to be a day. Good luck with that project.
All right. Thank you for your help.
Susan in Pennsylvania is dealing with a woodpecker, except it's not Woody the Woodpecker giving her the heh-heh-heh-heh, although he might be as he's making holes in your house. What's going on, Susan?
Well, thank you very much for taking my call. I've learned so much from listening to this show. I live with my daughter and son-in-law, and there is a woodpecker every morning who comes and has breakfast, compliments of our home. And my son-in-law has looked, and there is damage, and of course he's going to have that taken care of, but we're trying to find out how do we deter this woodpecker from coming back or just picking another spot.
Does he generally like to pick the same kind of spot?
Yeah, he seems to be right over top their bedroom, right in that area.
Oh, great. So he can wake them up in the morning. All right. So let me give you a couple of things that you can try that are really easy. One of which is to get some tin pie plates, like the aluminum pie plates. Hang them from like fishing line or you know, sort of a thin cord or something, so that they sort of dangle in the area where the woodpecker likes to hang out, because they really are annoying to the birds, and they don't like to see their reflection. They think there's other birds around, and sometimes that's all it takes to make them go away. Another thing that you can do is you could take strips of like a plastic hefty bag, cut it into like 3-inch strips so that it kind of like blows around in the breeze. That kind of has the freak out effect. And neither of these obviously hurt the birds. You don't want to leave them on for very long, but they do work pretty well at keeping the woodpeckers away from your house. And maybe they'll just decide that, you know, your neighbor's house is a better place to be.
Okay, that's fantastic, yes.
I had a woodpecker put a pretty nice size hole in the soffit material of my home, and I was re-siding and changing out all of the soffit material for like one of those AZEK type of extruded PVC product that looks like wood, but you know, obviously the woodpecker's not going to eat it. So I didn't bother repairing this pretty nice size hole that the woodpecker made, and in the process of the work happening before that soffit and fascia material came off, a whole family of squirrels moved in.
Oh, aren't you lucky? Well, thank you very much.
Well, if we had to name a project that can really change the look of a kitchen or even your bath, replacing that countertop would definitely be high on the list. But while removing and replacing a countertop can be costly and kind of a complicated project, simply resurfacing the top of that counter with a stone coating really is a simple, durable DIY project that you can complete in a weekend.
Yeah, and there's a kit that does that. It's called the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit. It's kind of a simple alternative to a full-scale reno. You can pick it up for about $125 online. It covers 40 square feet in countertop space at a lot lower cost than the cost of replacing that countertop.
Yeah, and one of the differences between the Spreadstone product and other countertop refinishing kits is that this is an actual stone coating, and it's not a faux finish. It really adds a decorative stone layer that's real, and it's embedded into a durable coating, and it's way thicker than any paint.
Yeah, in fact, the manufacturer, Deich Coatings, these guys have specialized in this kind of product for years. They have a lot of experience in polymer coating chemistry, and they basically combine that with really enduring raw materials like stone, and they've created a line of very unique finishes that make these surfaces, which are beautiful and incredibly durable. I saw a demo of this top where a hot pot pulled right off the stove, right off the burner, was put on top of this, remember, laminate top that was covered with a stone coating, and absolutely no marks, no burning, no scarring. It was really pretty impressive. If you'd like to check out the Spreadstone Countertop Finishing Kit for yourself, head on over to DeichCoatings.com. It's D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
All right, Anthony, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a three-burner gas range, you know, one in the oven and then two on top. And we have an odor emitting from one of the pilots that seems to be a little bit higher than the other one. And it's building up like a ashy, you know, creosote, real fine black mess. If you touch it, it goes everywhere. And it smells in the mornings, you know, when you wake up. Is it not vented properly?
Here's what I think is happening. The burner is somewhat partially blocked, and so the gas is not fully combusting. And when you get a gas flame that doesn't fully combust. It has sort of a sickeningly sweet smell to it, which actually contains a pretty high level of carbon monoxide. So what you should do is take those burners apart and clean them thoroughly and get them operating properly again. There's something obstructing the burner, and that's why it's not fully combusting. It also accounts for the fact that it's building up an additional carbon deposit. If the gas is not fully combusting, this is what happens.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we're taking a call from Alberta in Arkansas working on a window project. How can we help you with that?
Yeah, I've got vinyl windows that are the drop-down so you can clean them, and they're real stiff. They're hard to open and close. I was wondering if there's anything I can do to make them easier.
Have you tried to use any lithium grease on them?
I haven't used anything, no.
So what you might want to do is there's different types of lubricants that are available. You know, WD-40 probably is one of the most famous ones.
Yeah.
But you can also buy in a spray can lithium, and it has a tube that comes out of the top of the spray nozzle. You can get it right into the area along the jams between the operating sash and the jam of the window and kind of spray it up and down. If you overspray a little bit, you can go wipe it down, and that will lubricate that jam and reduce the friction.
Is the lithium better than the WD-40?
It tends to stick around a little bit longer. It's a little thicker.
Okay.
In a pinch, you can use WD, but you may have to do it again.
All right. Well, thank you very much.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
David in Oklahoma, you've got the money. What can we do for you today?
I was wondering about the vents in the house. I have central heat and air, and you want all the shells and all that stuff off. Then you get this film all over everything. Later, you just have to continually doing that. I'm just wondering, is there a way to clean them vents out without creating a bunch of dust in the house?
Well, there are duct cleaning companies, obviously, and what they do is they have specialized equipment that goes inside of HVAC ducts to clean the dust that gets stuck in them. I will say that unless you've had a reason to get your ducts super dirty, like, for example, you're doing some construction or remodeling, I'm not sure that that's really worth the expense. So what I would tell you to invest in, if you want to invest in something, is a good quality filter system for your HVAC system. So that means an electrostatic or an electronic air cleaner mounted just before the blower compartment so that all the air that runs through the duct system is thoroughly scrubbed. In terms of the registers, you can just vacuum them. But a good quality HVAC filter system is going to make a world of difference in terms of the quality of air inside your house, David.
Okay. Well, I'm just wondering about where the vents come out in each room. I'm wondering if I could put anything like similar to cheese puffs or a filter or something in there.
Yeah, that would not be the right place to put the filter. The filter goes on the return duct, and it cleans the air on the way in. And this way the air that comes out is clean.
Yeah, well, he changes the filter every month.
Yeah, but you know what? If he's changing the filter every month, he's not got the right kind of filter on there. The basic fiberglass filters don't do a good job. A good quality media filter or a good quality electronic air cleaner is going to make a big difference, David, okay? That's the solution.
Okay. I appreciate it.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com. Coming up, there's nothing like a good steamy shower, but too much moisture can cause the paint to peel and mold to grow. We're going to share a solution that'll keep all of that moisture in check when the Money Pit returns. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Burke's Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Burke's Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burke's Construction Management.
It's time. If you've waited to get the COVID-19 vaccine, a clinic for those 5 years and older will be held at the Shasta Community Health Center at 3270 Churn Creek Road in Reading on Friday, November 19th from 9 a.m. to 12 noon and 1 p.m. to 4 p.m. Brought to you by the Shasta County Citizens Advocating Respect and the Seek Center in partnership with the Shasta Community Health Center. Booster vaccine will also be available. Come in and get vaccinated and enjoy free food while organizers hand out round table pizza, Dutch Bros, Walmart, and Starbucks gift cards at the COVID-19 Vaccine Clinic Friday, November 19th, Shasta Community Health Center, Church Creek Road, Reading. Fabulous Fall Specials going on now at High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, also in Roseville and Petaluma. High Noble Safe Company has fireproof and waterproof safes. Protect your guns, cash, and valuables, heirlooms, and collectibles, and important documents. With delivery, moving, and repair service available in Reading, Roseville, and Petaluma. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane today. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Reading Kia would like to take this moment to thank our veterans and those currently enlisted in the military for their service. Since 2006, Reading Kia has set out to be the premier automobile dealership in the North State. There's always a military incentive rebate on all new 2022 Kias at Reading Kia. Test drive a 2022 Kia Sorento today. Reading Kia, home of the 20-year, 200,000 limited-mile powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, ReadingKia.com.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
All of us at Crown Motors want to take this opportunity to thank our veterans, active duty, and first responders for their service to our country and community. We also wish to express our appreciation to the families of these heroes who also have sacrificed to keep our nation and our community safe. Have a wonderful holiday season, and remember that everything you do is so appreciated by your neighbors, community, and the people at Crown Motors of Reading.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
North Valley Distributing at 3081 Crossroads Drive in Reading is part of Operation Holiday Salute, honoring our veterans and the men and women who are currently on active duty for their courage, bravery, and sacrifice. North Valley Distributing at 530-222-1500 wants to thank the brave men and women who have taken an oath and have proudly served or are currently serving our country and the American people. North Valley Distributing, part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Them. But we live in a farmhouse, and you do get mice from time to time. We kind of manage them and maintain them and put bait packets down and bait traps and such. But I guess we're going to have to step up that effort because now they're chewing on my plumbing, and you just don't do that to a home improver. We take that personally. So insulation was great, machine was great, mice, not so much.
Not so great.
Well, the most humid place in any home is probably the bathroom. And while there's nothing like a good steamy shower, you need to know how to control the moisture in the bath. Because if you get too much moisture, you're going to cause your paint to peel and mold to grow.
Yeah, I mean, anywhere that you combine moisture, air, and drywall, or any other food source for that matter, you can get a mold problem. And all of those are certainly present every single time you take a shower. So to prevent your bathroom from becoming a petri dish, you really need a powerful bathroom vent fan.
Yeah, now there are two kinds of fans that are most common for this job. The first one is a standard bath fan that goes directly into the bathroom, usually in the ceiling, and that discharges moisture to the exterior via a duct. And by the way, if you've got a fan like that, make sure it's actually going all the way through to the outside, not just into the attic, and then when you turn it on, you see the actual flapper on the end of the duct open. The next kind is called a remote fan, or also known as a multi-port ventilator. Now, what this is when you have one centralized mounted fan, like it could be in the attic, and then it's connected by ducts to multiple bathrooms. You see this a lot in commercial buildings. You ever go to like a hotel bathroom, you know there's a vent there, but you don't really hear the fan running. That's a multi-port ventilator, a very large one, by the way. But it's basically one fan somewhere that's pulling it from multiple locations. Both work very, very well and are really an important part of managing the moisture in the bathroom.
Yeah, and you know what? Today's newer homes may, but don't always include those bathroom vents. And surprisingly, in some areas of our country, builders aren't required to install a bathroom vent fan if that bathroom has a window. I mean, what, you're just going to leave that window wide open, like in the middle of winter?
Yeah, I really think that that's a technicality that needs to be fixed in the building code, because you're right. You're not going to throw open the window on a chilly day. And in fact, you get more moisture because the walls are colder, so you get more condensation.
Right, more condensation. Plus, the wind's not always blowing the air out.
Exactly. And finally, your bathroom ventilator needs to be left on when you leave the room. So hook it up to a timer so that once you're done with your bath and you leave it, timer stays on for 20 minutes. There's also moisture sensing bathroom ventilators, and either way, the idea is it stays on long enough to pull that moisture out so it doesn't settle on the walls and grow mold or cause the paint to peel.
Jeff in Delaware is dealing with a mysterious sulfur odor from a well. Tell us what's going on.
Well, we have a well, I have a water softener on it, a filter and cartridge filter, and we still have a lot of iron in our water, and it has a real strong sulfur smell, and I don't know anything else to do, and it's sometimes if it sits for, if we go out of town and come back a day or two later, the smell is just horrendous, and I was just wondering if you guys could give me any tips.
You know, Jeff, that sulfur smell may not be coming from the well. It could be coming from the water heater. Have you considered that?
No, sir.
Because if the anode in the water heater is wearing away, that can result in a very strong sulfur odor. Have you noticed if the sulfur odor is more prevalent in the hot water or the cold?
Hot. Yes, sir. It
yeah.
is.
I don't think it's the well at all. I think it's your water heater.
Oh, wow. That would be great. Well, okay, what's the solution?
Now, you can replace the anode in the water heater.
Okay.
It basically unbolts from the top of the water. If you look at the top of the water heater, you'll see what looks like a big hex nut.
Uh-huh.
And you can unscrew that, pull out the old rod, and put in a new one.
Oh, okay.
So I think you might be looking at the wrong place for the source. I think the problem is the water heater and not the well.
Well, I will sure try that. That'll be a simple fix for me.
It certainly will be. It's called a sacrificial anode for that reason. You sacrifice a little bit every time for all the time that it's in there. And at some point, sometimes it develops to the point where it has a sulfur smell. If you add a replacement anode to there, that should help alleviate the sulfur smell, because essentially what's happening is the anode contributes to the production of hydrogen sulfide gas, and that's what has that nasty rotten egg odor to it. Okay?
Well, I really do appreciate that, man, and I appreciate you taking my call. I sure do.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. We're here to help you with your home improvement and your decor questions at 888-MONEY-PIT, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started at Angie.com.
And just ahead, Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and value. We're going to share a few appliances that earn the not-so-prestigious Do Not Buy recommendation after this. LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck, so you ordered the essentials: a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill.
And you used your Bank of America customized cash rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a preferred rewards member.
Which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Copyright 2021, Bank of America Corporation.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
The Money Pit is presented by Dice Coatings. Geist Coatings is the official coatings partner of the Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeichCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you can catch the Money Pit podcast when you go to MoneyPit.com/podcast. New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hey, what are you working on this weekend? Perhaps it's something that requires a WireMate staple gun. Well, if it is, you are in luck, my friends. We've got up for grabs the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun. Now, it's a super handy cable tacker. It's ergonomic. It's got plenty of power. It's compact. It's comfortable to use. And it has a simple loading mechanism, which makes putting the staples in as simple as pushing a button. It's a $35 prize pack and includes some staples as well. And it's going out to one lucky listener.
Make that you. Give us a call with your home improvement questions. The number again is 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Joyce in Missouri is on the line with a grout question. What can we do for you?
Hi, I have ceramic tile that I've had down for a few years. And I have the grout is a charcoal color with the black and green tile. And the charcoal has dulled over the years and looking almost chalky. What can I do? Do I have to pull all that grout out and regrout it? Do I need to paint it? Or what can I do to give it new look of life?
Well, the grout is pretty easy to replace. There are special tools called grout saws that you can use to carve out the grout and then put new grout over sort of where the old grout was. You know, you don't have to get it all out, but you got to go down at least an eighth of an inch or so. And so if your real concern is the grout and the condition of the grout, I think that's the easiest way to deal with that.
Okay, so that'd be the best way to make it look fresh and new again is just take the top layer off at least an eighth of an inch and just regrout it.
Yeah, make it look fresh and new by putting in fresh and new grout.
Yeah, and then make sure you seal it.
Right, yeah, that's key. You want to seal it first.
Otherwise, it's not going to look fresh and new for so long.
Seal it after I put new grout in and let it dry, then seal it, and then we're good to go.
Right, exactly.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, Consumer Reports runs thousands of products through thousands of tests every year to find the ones that provide the best performance and the best value. While they highlight top models, you might not realize that they also highlight ones that aren't so hot. And some of these brands really are surprising. Now, for example, a refrigerator. This is the Viking Professional 7 Series, and the overall score was 34 out of 100. Now, the Viking refrigerator costs more than $10,000, but the testing revealed that it's internal temperature. A $10,000 refrigerator, does it also cook my meals for me, maybe? But the testing that Consumer Reports did showed that the internal temperature doesn't always match the thermostat, and the Consumer Reports team say people who buy Viking refrigerators are more likely to have them break within the first few years than the other brands.
So why are you spending $10,000 on a refrigerator anyway?
That's a lot of money.
Yeah. So next, there was a range from Fisher and Paykel. The overall score was 28 out of 100. And I think we're seeing a trend here because this range cost $3,900.
Wow.
And it earned a poor rating in cooktop low temperature tests because the burners were not able to maintain low heat settings. And now this is serious. It also failed the cookie test. Because cookies and cakes they baked on different racks had uneven browning. And ranges that cost $2,000 less, CR says they did a heck of a lot better in their tests. So don't waste your money.
All right. Now, when it comes to washing machines, Consumer Reports is talking about an Amana model, and their overall score was 32 out of 100. And their take was, if you're looking for a washing machine that can get stains out of your clothing, this Amana top load agitator isn't it. It earned just a fair rating for washing performance, which means there were plenty of red wine, blood, carbon stains, all of that left on the swatches that they were washing on a normal cycle. And the washer did even worse for water efficiency. It used 25.5 gallons to wash a single load. Washers that earn an excellent rating from Consumer Reports use less than half of that amount of water. That's a lot of water.
It really is. So, I mean, the bottom line is that Consumer Reports is a good source to check for appliances before you buy them. You'll find out which ones you should buy and definitely which ones you ought to stay away from.
Josh in California is on the line tackling a plumbing project. What's going on? Good for you doing this yourself.
I'm doing the bathroom remodel, and I am hoping to replace the current old copper piping. It's about 45 years old, with Tex, because I'm a little bit leery of sweating copper in the crawl space of my house. But I've also found evidence of rodents, so I was wondering if it would be a bad idea to do that and if I should just learn how to sweat copper in tight spaces a little better.
Yeah, Josh, PEX is a great solution. I mean, it's great for tight spaces, especially so that you don't have to sweat copper pipes in those confined spots.
Yeah, propane torches inside crawl spaces, not a good combination. So, yeah, I think that PEX is the perfect solution for that. Of course, for those not familiar with it, PEX is short for cross-linked polyethylene. It's a plumbing pipe that is very easy to work with. It's flexible, and you could basically run it a lot easier than you could a copper pipe, and you can get it anywhere you need to go. The only possible downside of PEX, and it's rare, but it turns out that PEX can be damaged by rodents. But if you've never had a rodent problem, or if you do and you take care of it quickly, you shouldn't have any issues with that. So I would always prefer PEX going forward now over using copper piping.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. The Money Pit is presented by Angie. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects, upfront pricing, plus the ability to book and pay right from your phone. So download the app today. Coming up, have you ever worked in an area where you're constantly getting shocked? We'll share a solution next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tile backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like Simple Mat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. Simple Mat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find Simple Mat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Give us a call with your home improvement questions or post them to MoneyPit.com.
Jane Scott Rott. We've got an email here from Jane Apparently, she's got rot. That's what she says. We have a tall support post attached to our deck. We live on a hill that's been eaten by ants. The rot is only 1 foot down. I listened to your show, and you recommended a product, but I didn't get a chance to write it down. Too busy chasing those ants.
Yeah, I think you're talking about Wood Epox by Abitron. This is a product that's a two-part product where you mix it together and it solidifies. You can press it in place a little bit like putty, and then you can mill it just like it was wood. You can cut it, sand it, file it, and so on. My only concern here, though, is because in this case, you're talking about repairing a structural component. And if it's just a hole in the post, you're trying to fill it in so it doesn't get any worse, then this is probably a good choice. But if it's impacting the structural integrity of the post, then I do recommend you replace the entire post. Don't just try to rebuild it with this particular product, because that might not be the intended use for it exactly. Because I don't want anybody leaning on this post and then having it sort of break away or collapse. So if that's the case, replace it. If it's just a minor amount of rot, then you can go ahead and fill it. And if it was ants that caused it, you better treat them as well. They're called carpenter ants for a reason.
Oh, my goodness. And they don't like to actually build anything. They like to destroy the thing. So they should really be called demolition ants. All right, now I've got one here from Crystal, who reached out and says, I work on a concrete floor. What can I use or put around my area to keep from constantly getting shocked?
She must be in a place that's just chock full of static electricity. And, yeah, that can be really annoying. If it happens once in a while, okay, but if you're like a workstation and it happens all the time, man, that would get old quick. There is a solution, though, and it's a product that's used in a lot of electronics factories because they can't really have any type of a static charge while they're working on their parts. And it's simply called an anti-static mat, usually made of rubber. And they actually plug in to the ground prong of a regular outlet. If you see the wires on this, there's an adapter, and instead of having the two metal prongs that are flat and then the round one that's the ground, those two prongs are plastic, so they're non-conductive. The only thing that connects to the wall or the service is the ground plug. So basically you're grounding the mat, right? And if you do that, you're not going to have a situation where you're going to discharge electricity and get that static. So it's get that shock. So it's a pretty good system, an anti-static mat. Not terribly expensive. You know, I saw some nice-sized mats for like $40-$50 online. So I'm sure you'd find something that could work.
All right, now we've got one here from Monica, who lives in New Jersey, who's writing about the garbage disposal. I guess every time we're using it, something happens and it seems to jam up. What's going on?
Well, if your disposer jams, you can get it unstuck. The first thing you want to do is make sure you turn power off to it. And then at the bottom of the disposer, there's usually a key, like a hex key size socket. And I bet you the actual hex wrench is down there, too, because usually the installers leave it with it or it's in the box. And it's designed so that you could put this hex key in it, this big Allen wrench, and then sort of rotate it left, rotate it right to free up what's ever in there. Now, there's also going to be a reset switch down there. If you don't have power, that may have tripped. So once you get it moving, then reset the power, push back in the reset switch, turn the power back on, and you should be good to go. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at moneypit.com. On a beautiful fall day, we are looking forward to getting out and picking up the tools and getting some projects done around our house. If you're doing the same and run into a question, a comment, a concern, remember you can reach us 24/7 at 888 Money Pit or by posting your questions at moneypit.com. Until next time, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State. because it's our home too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstrom. The United States letting Russia know its concern about Moscow's aggression toward one of its neighbors.
There's been a buildup of Russian troops near Ukraine, and the White House has taken notice.
We call for an immediate restoration of the July 2020 ceasefire, and we stand with our partner Ukraine and condemn Russian aggression against Ukraine in all forms.
In recent days, Secretary of State Blinken assured the Ukrainian foreign minister that the U.S. commitment to Ukraine's security and territorial integrity is ironclad. The Kremlin has dismissed Western media reports that Moscow has intentions to invade Ukraine. Greg Clugston, Washington.
An alliance of unions representing 50,000 Kaiser Permanente workers in California, Oregon, and six other states calling off a strike notice after reaching a tentative labor deal with the healthcare network. A small publishing company in Vermont suing Massachusetts Senator Elizabeth Warren, saying her chastising Amazon over the sale of a book that she says promotes misinformation about COVID-19 amounted to censorship.
The company, Chelsea Green, published a book called The Truth About COVID-19, which accuses the global elite of using the pandemic to grab unprecedented power. It also promotes unapproved treatments for the virus while suggesting COVID-19 vaccines approved by the government have not been properly tested. The lawsuit says the book contains opinions protected by the First Amendment.
Jeremy House reporting. Hundreds of Venezuelans have been traveling to Colombia recently for coronavirus shots, as Venezuela is struggling itself to get enough doses for its people. But travel restrictions associated with the pandemic have made it more challenging. President Biden, China's Xi Jinping hold their much-anticipated virtual summit on Monday evening as two sides look to dial back tensions after a rough start. More news at townhall.com.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel urging all citizens there to get vaccinated ahead of the winter months.
Merkel's encouraging all those unvaccinated to get their shots as quickly as possible as the country's cases hit a string of new highs. Merkel also called on those who are vaccinated already to get the coronavirus booster shot, calling it a real chance to break the severe fall and winter wave of the pandemic. The chancellor plans to meet with the country's 16 state governors to coordinate nationwide measures next week, and Parliament is proposing legislation on a new legal framework for restrictions over the winter. I'm Naomi Shannon.
Former Missouri Senator Jim Talent says the Biden administration is naive to believe China will follow through on climate promises in exchange for the U.S. turning a blind eye to other politically sensitive issues like the enslavement of Muslim Uyghurs in central China. More at townhall.com. Costco says payment information of some of its customers may have been compromised after employees discovered a card skimming device at one of its warehouses during a routine PIN pad inspection.
Costco is notified and is working with local law enforcement to investigate the incident. The retailer is recommending potentially impacted customers to check their most recent card statement for unauthorized charges and notify their bank of any suspicious activity. In addition, Costco is offering the option to enroll in free identity theft protection services from IDX, which includes 12 months of credit and cyber scan monitoring and a $1 million insurance reimbursement policy. The offer to sign up will expire on February the 5th. Patrick Frost reporting.
The government's telling nursing homes to open their doors to visitors. New guidance from the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services instructing nursing homes to allow visits at all times for all residents. Facilities no longer be able to limit the frequency and length of visits. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Billy Pilgrim from my buddy Doug Tooley from BNT 241-3474. You need to know that number, 241-3474, for the best service. Doug and his great crew at BNT makes TV so easy. They're the experts. They do TV wall mounts. They did one for us. TV antennas, surround sound. They can even set up your RV or set up your boat. Doug doesn't do dishes, but he'll dust behind your TV. So for all your TV entertainment needs, no matter what it is, call the local guys. Call my buddy Doug Tooley, the nicest man in the world, at 241-3474. 241-3474. They'll be there on time. They'll get the job done on time, and you're good to go.
With over 60 years of combined experience, let us, your locally owned TV guys, help you. We know what we are doing. You can trust us.
Call me, Doug Tooley, 241-DISH. That's 241-3474.
Doug makes TV easy.
California Care Force 2021 is offering free dental, vision, and medical care for underserved and underinsured individuals and families in Butte and surrounding counties November 12th through the 14th at the Silver Dollar Fairgrounds in Chico. More than 350 volunteer healthcare professionals from throughout California will be there to assist you. All services are free, and clinic participants do not need proof of insurance, employment, income, residency, immigration status, or an ID to receive benefits.
If your roof starts to leak or your floors really squeak, you live in a money pit.
Money pit.
If your basement needs a pump or your place looks like a dump, you live in a money pit.
Money Pit is presented by the Angie app, LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit, Bank of America, and the original Super Glue's Super Unix Brush-On. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And what are you guys working on this pre-holiday weekend? The holidays are really close now, and we're seeing all sorts of buzz in the neighborhood as people are forming up their plans and fixing up their places and making everything look so festive. If that's what you guys are into right now, we would love to help. If you are taking on a little repair or improvement project, we'd love to help. If you've got anything going on that you don't know how to start, how to get it done, whether you can do it yourself or get a pro, well, that's what we do. We're your pros. If you're stuck, we're kind of like your virtual WD-40. We'll get you unstuck with a project. You got to help yourself first, though, by calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974, because this is what we do. We've been helping people fix up homes for a lot of years because we learned from our parents, we've learned on the job, and we just love to get it done. I mean, for me, home improvement is therapy. It's a chance for me to get away from the day-to-day. Even though I work in the space and I do a lot of writing and broadcasting, I just love the time when I can pick up some tools and get a project done. So let us know. The number here is 1-888-MONEYPIT. We are standing by for your calls and your questions. Coming up on today's show, have you ever been surprised by a really big electric bill? Well, there are some really common places that energy is wasted, and we're going to walk you through what they are in today's Smart Spending Tip.
And if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home could be a good deal, but only if you're ready for the restoration and repair that definitely comes along with that job. We're going to share some tips for handling buying an older home.
And do your faucets sound like they are crying out in pain? You know, faucets that sound like screams or squeals or whistles can get pretty annoying, but they don't have to be. There are some simple steps that you can do to quiet them up. We'll tell you what those are.
And you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or maybe a holiday decorating project? Well, we're going to share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid all that perspiration when it comes to improving your space. So give us a call. Let us know what you are working on so we can help you get that project done.
Plus, if you do call us, we've got a great tool to give away to one listener. It's the Arrow T25 WireMate staple gun going out to one listener drawn at random. So reach out to us at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Marilyn, you've got the Money Pit. What can we do for you?
We are a military family. My husband's in the military, and I'm a stay-at-home mom to five kiddos, and we homeschool. And basically, in the past when we've moved, we've always bought a house. And basically, you know, thinking that if you pay yourself, it's better than paying someone else. However, we're moving to Illinois this time, and the property taxes are quite excruciatingly high. And we're just trying to decide if it's better to buy or to rent this time.
So do you know how long you, your husband, well, first of all, thank you for your service and your family's service. Do you know how long you will be in the Illinois area?
Well, it could be anywhere from 2 years to 3, 4, 5. You never know with the military,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because, I mean, you know what the risk is. If you buy a house and then it turns out you have to move again, if you can't sell it, or if the market turns and it ends up not being worth what you paid for it, you could get underwater pretty quick on that. And so in circumstances when you're in the military, I think a lot of times it does make sense to rent, because the other thing is you don't want to have to move out of there, now need to carry two houses, maybe find yourself being a distant landlord to a property. You know, these are all difficult scenarios that you really want to avoid. Have you spoken with your accountant about the tax consequences of perhaps renting instead of buying? Because there may be some advantages there.
We haven't yet, because we just found out a couple days ago. So.
And you know what? You can always rent first. Renting is a short-term commitment. I understand that moving is a hassle, but you could always rent first, get to know the area, get more comfortable, and then make a decision later if it looks like you're going to stay. You don't have to do it all at once.
Okay. I guess my hesitation with that is that we have five small children, so I'd like to move as little as possible.
I would think that better off selling it now, putting it on the market now, maybe you'll find a cooperative buyer who can delay the closing date until you guys are ready to move out. But I wouldn't want to find you stuck not being able to get a buyer, running out of time while your family needs to move on to the new location. So I think a bird in the hand is worth two in the bush, as my dad always used to say. So I would try to put that on the market now. And hopefully it'll sell quickly, and you'll be able to take your time getting to the new location. And by the way, since I can imagine with five kids, you find the house just chock full with stuff, the best way to get your house ready to sell, there's a great article on our website at moneypit.com about this, but conceptually, what we'd like to see you do is to try to declutter as much as possible, make those rooms look big and bright, because anybody that's going to buy your house is going to probably be moving from, say, another crowded house or crowded apartment. You want to make sure it looks like their stuff can fit in there. And then if you have any rooms that need to be repainted, just choose neutral colors for the same reason. Make it look open and inviting, and that will help you sell the property as quickly as possible.
Now I've got John in Missouri on the line. John, what's going on?
Well, I live in an old house built in 1892, and it has plastered walls. And I had a leak this spring. I had a gutter overflow, and it got behind some flashing, and created what I call plaster cancer, which is this sort of crystalline stuff that grows out of the plaster. I mean, it didn't make the whole thing fall down. It's just this crystal. And I got the leak fixed and scraped all that stuff off and put a sealer on it, quick sealer paint, you know, one of those
right
alcohol-based things. And the cancer keeps going. Now it's blown that paint off. It's not as much, but it seems to continue. And I wonder if there's something you can do to stop that from happening, short of tearing a whole plaster down.
So the plaster, when it gets wet, there are sort of fingers, so to speak, that wrap around the lath behind it. And when it gets wet, it loosens up.
Well, this plaster is actually on brick.
Oh, it's on brick. Okay. All right, strike that. So what else could be happening is if it's on brick and the brick got wet, the bricks are very hydroscopic, so you could be continually pulling more moisture through there. Are you absolutely certain that you've addressed the leak completely?
Because it doesn't sound that way. It sounds like you've still got some moisture in there.
There could still be some moisture in the brick, I suppose, but it's been super dry here in St. Louis since the end of July. And I got the thing fixed about the middle of July. All the flashing on the, it's on a bay window, all the flashing above that was redone. And it hasn't rained. Pretty much at all since then.
How big is the patched area?
I don't know, maybe 10 square feet. It's not huge.
And that whole area is breaking up and forming these crystals?
Yeah, well, it's doing this crystal growth thing, which blows off whatever paint you put on the surface of it.
I wonder if part of what you're seeing is the paint basically disconnecting or delaminating from the plaster itself.
Well, yeah, this cancer sort of grows below the paint, but my problem is it's dried up now. I mean, it hasn't rained, so it couldn't possibly leak. It hasn't rained, And also the thing is repaired.
What I would do here is this: I would try to strip out all the paint that I could, and I would probably use a paint stripper to get whatever's left behind, maybe a gel-based stripper, and then I would put another skim coat of plaster over it, let it dry really, really well, and then I would prime it with an oil-based paint and then repaint it. Because I think the plaster is basically disintegrated in some respects, and I think you're going to have to do some partial rebuilding of that surface.
Yeah. Okay. Well, because the plaster is this two-layer plaster. It's got kind of a, looks like cement, the base layer, and then it's got a real fine light layer that's the finish layer. So just reapply that, huh?
That's right. After you get rid of any loose material that's there, you really want to make sure you have a solid base. Then you can put a new skim coat on it.
Okay. All right. I'll give that a try.
All right. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. You need some help with a project? Well, we're taking your calls now at 888 Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and now is a great time to book your next home project. Get started today at Angie.com.
If your electric bill is giving you sticker shock, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with a good understanding of where all that power is going. We'll share what you need to know just ahead in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. QuickCrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find QuickCrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
LL Flooring has been a trusted partner to professionals like us for over 25 years. They're a leader in hard surface flooring with over 400 styles in hardwood, waterproof vinyl, and more.
Their most popular floors are in stock and ready to go. And with floors sourced factory direct, you're always getting the best deal. And now they have extended hours dedicated just to pros, plus in-store appointments so you can get the individual attention you deserve.
LL Flooring has all the tools, accessories, and resources to meet the unique needs of pros and their clients. Visit llflooring.com/pro to get started.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Where home solutions live, this is The Money Pit, home improvement show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We can deliver DIY advice whenever you need it when you sign up for the Money Pit podcast. It's free. You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. That's moneypit.com/podcast.
Hey, do you like home improvement, but you like free tools better? Well, here's a combination of both. We have a great prize to give away here at the Money Pit today. Going to one lucky listener is the Arrow T25X WireMate staple gun. I mean, this is the easiest staple gun out there to load. You just simply push a button and it's ready to go. It's really comfortable to use and it's compact and ridiculously handy. This is a great tool going out to one lucky listener today. It's $35 and you can check it out online.
If you'd like to get in on that great giveaway, give us a call right now with your home improvement question at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Now we've got Deanne on the line who needs some help with the windows at her Money Pit. What's going on?
I have old steel-framed metal commercial windows in my house, and the outside walls are double brick. There's no wood in the outside walls, so these are screwed right into the brick. And we took out one and replaced it, and we had a very hard time doing that. And I don't know if we should replace them or just try to repair them.
Well, I mean, if you repair them, I can't imagine they're very energy efficient. So repairing them and making them operational, you know, could restore some of the function, but I don't think they'll be energy efficient. Replacing them is a better option, but of course, as you cited, because they're built into the wall, it's a difficult installation because you got to get the old ones out. So is this a project you want to do yourself, or you think maybe you want to have a pro help you?
I used to have a builder's license, but I physically can't do that anymore. So I'd probably hire someone.
Yeah, I think you might want to think about doing that because taking out those old metal windows that are screwed into the bricks is an awful lot of work. And also, if you're going to put replacement windows in, they've got to be measured just right and they've got to be installed just right so that they don't leak. And I don't think you want that responsibility. You ought to have a pro measure them and install them. I think that's where you'll be assured they'll come out just right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
Well, when you open your electric bill, does that experience give you a shock of another kind? You know, figuring out how to reverse that trend starts with understanding where the heck all that power is going, especially because a good portion of that juice might be going to places that you are not even aware of.
Yeah, so to help, here are three areas where we do see a lot of wasted energy. First of all, I'm going to talk about something called vampire appliances. And no, they're not left over from Halloween. I'm talking about appliances that are energy suckers like a vampire. You know, they're always plugged in. They're constantly drawing energy, whether you use them or you're not using them. So the solution to that is using a power strip that you can turn on and off when those appliances aren't being charged.
Next, there are appliances that are truly energy hogs. These are the big appliances like the dishwashers, the clothes washers, the clothes dryers that seem to have really insatiable appetites for electricity, and they can really drive your electricity bill way up. So a couple of tips. Run your dishwasher and clothes washers at full capacity only, and always use low heat for the dryer. Then when the appliances start to age out, replace them. Older appliances use vastly more power than modern Energy Star appliances, which are also quieter and more efficient.
Yeah, and I think another spot that seems obvious, but a lot of people forget to sort of really take account here, is lighting and ceiling fans. Now, when it comes to lighting, people often make the mistake of using lights to brighten that entire room, but efficient lighting is only going to provide light specific to certain areas, like your couch or your chair or the kitchen table or even workspaces. So you want to make sure that when you're putting on the lights around your house, that you're only lighting the rooms that you're in and for the specific purpose of the area that you're in, like the task lighting. Then go around the space and switch out incandescent bulbs for LEDs. The costs have come way down to purchase an LED bulb, and then you're going to save a ton of money by using them. And then lastly, you can replace your old switches with occupancy or vacancy sensor switches, which is great for kids' rooms, basements, the bathroom. I feel like kids go into these spaces, they turn on every single light that they own, and then just walk away and go and do the same thing in another space. I mean, it's amazing. Boy. I can follow my kids by just finding the lights everywhere.
I can hear my dad, you know, so many times when we were in the car leaving the house, and he'd look up at one of our rooms and go, "You left the light on again!" Well, now that'll never happen because it'll automatically turn off. And that's today's smart spending tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Robert's on the line with a question about insulation. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a pier and beam home, and the insulation, I happen to be up in there sealing my ducts and my air for my air conditioning in the house, and I happened to be up there looking at the insulation, and it was real thin, and it had a white backing on it, and it was only about an inch high, and I thought, wow, I need to put some insulation in there. So I went to my local Lowe's store, and I rented the machine from them, and I bought the blown insulation. And I bought like 20 bags, and I just started blowing it in. And that was approximately 10, 12 years ago. I happened to be up there again this year looking around, and I noticed that it has kind of compressed and turned into little tiny BBs. And I've heard y'all talk about insulating the attics of people's homes, but I didn't know how to go about trying to put something else up there. If I need to vacuum all that stuff out of there and try to lay some actual good insulation, and what the number would be?
Well, if the insulation has settled, I mean, generally speaking, you want 15 to 20 inches of insulation. If it's settled, so now it's a lot less than that, you can either remove it and put new insulation in, or you could add an additional layer on top of it, depending on how difficult, I guess, it is to work up in that space.
Right. It's pretty tight in some of the spots.
Yeah.
That was the reason I went with the blown.
Yeah, no, I hear you. So I think what you probably want to do is just supplement what's there. It's not unusual for it to settle over the years a little bit, but perhaps you need to add a little bit more to that space. That'd probably be the least complicated way of improving that insulation right now, given the fact that you've already got blown in there, Robert.
Now, I've heard some other insulation questions asked on your show because I listen to it, you know, every Sunday religiously. And I've heard them talk about laying them in between, but I've also heard them going over the top of the beam.
So if you have fiberglass insulation that's flush with the ceiling joists, let's say you had like 2x8 ceiling joists and you had maybe 8-inch bats laid in between those ceiling joists, to put the next layer of insulation on top of it, we always advise that you do that perpendicular. So you go the other way, the opposite way, and across the beams at like a 90-degree angle. In your case, it sounds like it's all covered already with blown-in insulation. Is that insulation above the ceiling joist right now, or is it settled down below it?
No, it's settled down way below it.
Okay, so if it's settled down below it, then maybe you could add another, you could add some unfaced fiberglass bats if you think you can get those up in there and lay those perpendicular to the beams.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. If it needed to be unbatted, if it, you know, or if I did buy the batting in certain areas, would I want the batting up or would I want that paper down?
No, you want unfaced because the moisture barrier goes towards the living space, and that's already inaccessible now because it's going to be the ceiling that's under all of that blown in. So if you think it's about flush with the top of the ceiling joist right now, then I would just add a second layer perpendicular to that, and you can do that with bats.
Okay, that'll work. I appreciate it. Thank you all so much.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit, which is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and Angie connects you with top home improvement pros who can help with projects big and small. Check out Angie.com to start your next home project today. Coming up, if you're shopping for a home, buying an older home can be a good deal, but you've got to be ready for maybe the restoration and all the repairs that are for sure going to come along with that job. So we're going to share some tips for handling buying older homes next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642. Or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Fall sometimes brings us smoke and ash. This is one of those years, and the health of you and your car is very important. At Premier Oil Change, our 30-point certified service will not only check the fluids in your vehicle, but will make sure to reach the areas that ash, soot, and smoke can tax, like your engine's air filter. We also check your in-cabin air filter to help the quality of air that your family breathes. This is all part of our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Services require no appointment. Wait in the comfort of your own car with free Wi-Fi and beverage. Don't forget about Premier Oil Change Rewards Program. You earn points for every dollar you spend. Add to that, free fluid top-offs. Now that's service. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com. Located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Reading on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
December 4th, join us as we send packages to the troops all over the world for the holidays. Hi, I'm Rob Burrows from Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. From 1 p.m. to 6 p.m. Saturday the 4th, join us for our annual packages for the troops at the VFW Hall on Center Street in Anderson. $10 adults, $8 students with student ID. Children 12 and under free. Admission covers costs for lunch and partial shipping for a box. And hey, if you have leftover Halloween candy, donate it and we'll put it in the packages. You can drop off donations between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. Fridays at the museum offices, 2110 North Street in Anderson, or bring it to the event December 4th. Again, this year I want to remind you, Homeward Bound is providing Thanksgiving and Christmas meals for military families in need during the holidays. You can donate canned goods, hams or turkeys, or gift cards. Again, drop off for the donation is every Friday between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at the museum offices on North Street. For more information, call Rob Burrows at 530-510-8210. And thank you for your support.
solutions live. This is The Money Pit, Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Well, according to a recent survey, 70% of DIY couples say a home improvement project is an important relationship test.
Oh, for sure.
30%, I'm pretty sure, are in counseling right now.
The other good ones that are testers are long car trips and putting together IKEA furniture.
Exactly.
Wendy's on the line from West Virginia with an interesting project. How can we help you?
Hi. I am interested in purchasing a property that was formerly a golf clubhouse. And I'm curious what would be the pros and cons between a commercial and a residential.
As far as purchasing or the use of the space once you get it?
What is the difference in like a commercial versus a residential building? I'm trying to find out, you know, are there big differences in the way that they're built? Like, is that a plus? Are they built extra sturdy kind of thing?
Assuming that they were both built to code, commercial codes are usually more stringent than residential codes. So, I mean, I would expect a commercial building to be built as well, if not better, than a residential property. But it also has a lot to do with the zoning, you know, what you're allowed to do with that space. Can you have a residence in a commercial space? Maybe, you know, that's a question for your local zoning officials for you to thoroughly understand. And if it is zoned commercial, it may have a higher value than it would if it was zoned residential. And if you turn it back into a house, you might devalue the property. So I think there's some economic questions there. But in terms of how it's built, I mean, generally speaking, it's going to be as built as well or better, assuming that the construction followed all the relevant building codes. I think the trickier part of this is to take a commercial space, which is kind of sterile, and making it, you know, feel warm like a home would. And that's kind of a decor challenge, right, Leslie?
Yeah, but I think with the golf clubhouse, and correct me if I'm wrong, Wendy, they kind of have like a residential homey feel to begin with. So I think you might have, you know, some good bones to work off of there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's kind of that lodge feel.
Well, I think that's a good place to start. Now, I think part of your challenges is going to be modifying your kitchen because you're probably dealing with a larger commercial space. So that'll be something that'll probably be a full gut renovation and sort of a redo to make that more residential and perhaps a kitchen/dining area or kitchen/eat-in area. I think the benefit is you've got this tremendous space that was built very well as far as code goes, as Tom mentioned, so that you can really work within that. And it sounds like it's probably sitting on a great piece of land, too.
It is beautiful. Thank you for the advice.
Well, if you've shopped for a home lately, you know that they're growing more expensive, but you might not know they're also getting older. In fact, the average age of a house in the U.S. today is 39 years old. And if you've been shopping for a home and put off by high prices, some of those older homes can present a more affordable option. But you need to keep one thing in mind. Older homes need more maintenance, and that's going to cost some money.
Yeah, so if you are buying an older home, trust me, those home repairs are going to come. So here's a good way that you can navigate that whole process. First of all, you've got to pay close attention during your home inspection. You need to be there. You need to be a good listener. You got to ask questions. It really is a great chance for you to learn about how that house works and how that house is made. But you've got to beware of cost overruns. Now, it's an unwritten rule of home renovation. No matter how thorough that estimate seems, you are likely to discover new issues. They're going to cost money, and some of them are going to be very expensive because sometimes you never know what's behind that wall or what's further into that process. And quite frankly, they can be surprising and expensive.
Four most expensive words while you're at it. Now, the other thing is you could consider, if you know you're up against some pretty significant costs, you could consider what's generally called a fixer-upper loan. If you deplete your savings for down payment, that's going to leave you no cash to pay for repairs. So a possibility is an FHA 203K loan type, which is a mortgage that lets you borrow the purchase price and some construction costs based on the post-renovation value of the property. And I think it all folds into a normal mortgage when that project is done. You can also look for some other sources of help. There's state and local home improvement programs. There's historic preservation loans and energy-efficient updates that can be provided with low-cost loans. A lot of municipalities offer breaks in property taxes, too, if you pick up an older home and renovate it. So just be aware of that. Good opportunity to buy an older house, but you are going to be facing some significant expenses. And that's, again, why you need to get a home inspection and really pay close attention during that to make sure you understand exactly what you're up against.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair or your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888-MONEY-PIT. Coming up, do your faucets sound like they're crying out in pain? Gosh, it really is annoying when you've got a faucet that's making that screaming sound or even squealing or whistling. So we're going to share some solutions to quiet everything down next.
You live in a money pit.
Hi, I'm Tom Kreitler, and if you're a professional contractor, remodeler, or custom builder, you're going to want to hear this. We have partnered with LL Flooring to launch a brand new podcast series that's designed to help improve the success of your business. It's called the Pro Files Podcast. It's presented by LL Flooring, and it's all about pros teaching pros, sharing strategies, and sharing solutions that are going to save you time, increase your profit, and improve your customer's satisfaction. They'll also provide tips and ideas and resources to help you grow your business. I'm going to be talking to and profiling contractors on the show who are veterans who are looking forward to sharing tips and tricks and ideas that are specific and actionable to help make you more successful in your business. I learned a lot talking to these pros, and you're going to learn a lot, too, and enjoy the stories when you tune in. Listen and follow the Pro Files podcast presented by LL Flooring at llflooring.com/pro. That's llflooring.com/pro or wherever you get your pods. There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. You looking for some help out there? Maybe with a renovation, a repair, or a decorating project? Well, call us now with your question to 888 Money Pit, presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, and you can tackle home projects big and small at Angie.com.
You can listen when you want when you follow the Money Pit podcast. Get new episodes every Monday and Thursday just in time to plan your next home improvement adventure. Subscribe at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Hey, on the Money Pit, you get answers to all of the questions you've got about home improvement, but you also get a chance to win a great prize. This hour we've got up for grabs the Arrow T25X Wire Mate Staple Gun. It's going to come with all the staples that you need, pretty much. It's a $35 prize pack, and it's going out to one lucky listener.
That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Stan in Massachusetts is on the line dealing with some issues with the ceiling. Tell us what's going on.
I'm looking to get some advice about a leak we have received in our ceiling in our kitchen because of defective pipes that were installed going back 20 years now. We've had several leaks that have been repaired. We don't know whether to close up the ceiling tile or not. Concerned that the same pipe is in there and it could be having a hairline crack at any point in time. So just not sure how to proceed.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a frustrating situation. I'm not quite sure what kind of pipe leaks you're talking about and whether it's something that is just a representative of some general deterioration of your plumbing system. Like, for example, some homes in the country have these pinhole copper pipe leaks.
That's so common where I live.
Yeah, because of the acidity of water, it starts to develop really thin walls of the copper pipe, sometimes holes in it, and those folks end up replacing those pipes. I always say whenever the ceiling's open or the wall's open, replace everything you can because eventually you have to replace all the plumbing. So I'm not really sure what kind of plumbing problem you're talking about here, but generally speaking, you know, if you've not had a leak in a few months, then I would go ahead and close it up. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you at this point. If you tell me that this is a problem that is just happening all over the place, then maybe, you know, this is a different conversation. But if it's always leaking in this one place, maybe you should just open the ceiling up there once and for all and replace that piece of pipe in the area that's leaking. See what's going on. But that's kind of the way I would approach this.
Kathy in Michigan's on the line with a painting question. How can we help you today?
I have a cinder block house, and it seems to peel kind of easy. And one side of the house where the water's located, I seem to have rust spots coming through, but not from the inside, only the outside.
Okay. Do you have sprinklers?
No.
And the rust spots are on the inside, you say?
Outside.
I'm wondering where that rust is coming from, Leslie. I wonder if there are maybe some metal ties inside the block walls that could be releasing that rust.
It could be, because that does happen very commonly, and the cinder block does tend to be very hydroscopic, meaning it's going to just suck up all the water from the surrounding areas and just kind of hold on to it at times. So if there is any metal in that, you can see rusting.
So I think what you're going to need to do is to spot prime those rust areas, and you need to use a good quality primer. I would use an oil-based exterior primer. After you sand those rust spots away, I would spot prime that with the oil-based primer and then put the top coat back on top of it. I think this is going to be a situation where you're going to have to manage that paint job, Kathy, so that this doesn't get worse. And if you ever get ready to do the entire house, then you would simply remove that old paint and then prime the entire surface. I think that will also do a good job of sealing in any rust spots that form.
Okay. I like that. I thank you.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, plumbing can be noisy in general. Lots of noises come out of that plumbing system. But are your faucets part of the problem? Do they sound like they're crying out in pain every time you turn it on? A faucet that screams or squeals or whistles, it's super annoying, but there are actual reasons why this happens.
Yeah, now if you have hard water, you may have pipes that are too small, and in older homes, those pipes can become further restricted by the formation of scale or rust. And if that's the case, you're looking at a situation where you have to replace the pipes.
Yeah, and the noise may also be caused by a washer that's either the wrong size or it's not held securely to the stem. Replacing that washer or tightening it should stop that noise. Now, if the faucet still makes noise, you want to check that washer seat. The seat can become partially closed with residue, and then the restricted water flow can cause whistling or chattering. If that's the case, you need to clean the seat of the faucet.
Now, for squealing sounds, sometimes the metal threads of the stem are just binding against the faucet's threads. So remove the stem and coat both sets of threads with petroleum jelly. That lubrication should stop the noise, make the handle easier to turn, and make it a heck of a lot more quiet around your house.
Now we're going to Gina. She's got a question about the heating at her home. What's going on?
Okay, so I have a rental property, two family, and I'm updating the boilers. It's gas. And I was going to go with the regular boilers, which are 85% efficiency, and keep it going through the chimney. Or I was going to do the combis, I guess Lochinvar, and they're indirect. I guess they go outside.
Yeah, high-efficiency direct boiler, right, okay.
My plumber's kind of saying that I should get liners in the chimney and keep the chimney hookup and the water heaters.
Yep.
And then I wouldn't get the rebates, and I wouldn't get, the 0% interest from National Grid, Mass Save. However, the combis, they're saying that they need more maintenance, and that's what my problem is, that they don't last as long, and they require more maintenance. So that's where I'm at.
I don't know if that's true, but is the combination boiler, the high-efficiency one, going to be a lot more expensive?
No, it's going to end up, after the rebates, it's going to end up the same amount of money.
And there's no question in my mind at all. I would definitely go with the high efficiency. That's definitely the right thing to do.
The ones that have the combis, the ones that have the water heater.
The direct vent, yes, and direct vent system, yeah. I think that's really smart to do. And this way, because he's right, you have an old house with an old chimney, you probably have to line it if you put even the 85% new boiler in. And, you know, listen, why continue with the old technology when the new technology is there? You have the opportunity to have rebates. It's probably being subsidized by the utility company because generally they're a lot more expensive. That's what I thought you were going to say. But if they are helping to keep those costs in line, I would definitely go high efficiency.
It is more expensive, but after the rebates, it's the same.
That's what I mean. Yeah, because you have great rebates. Yeah.
Okay.
So I would definitely take advantage of that. That's a good opportunity for you.
So you haven't heard that they need more maintenance?
No. Okay. And that's, frankly, you know, we see all the new equipment that comes out now, and that to me sounds like maybe a bit of a rumor, but I really don't think it's true. Sure, you know, they could break down like anything else. They're more mechanical than the basic systems, but they're high efficiency. So even if they do need a bit more maintenance or an occasional extra adjustment, I wouldn't worry about it. I would definitely do that and enjoy the efficiency. It's going to raise the value of your home, and it's also going to cost you less to heat it.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, brought to you by Angie. When you're planning a home renovation, you want to find the best pro for the job. You can find expert pros available for hundreds of projects with the Angie app. Download it today. Coming up, great flooring really can enhance any room, so we're going to share some ideas for floor patterns that add a new dimension to the space next.
You live in a money pit.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
At the Boy Scouts of America, our oath remains. A scout pledges to be kind, helpful, and brave. We're committed to providing a safe and welcoming environment where scouts can establish the foundations of character that will last a lifetime. Our approach ensures the Boy Scouts of America is building the youth of today into the leaders we'll turn to tomorrow. The Boy Scouts of America. Building character is in our nature. Visit scouting.org to learn more about scouting.
Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall. Then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Now you can make your home look great and save money. Right now, when you call Renewal by Anderson, you can buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Plus, you get 12 months with no interest, no money down, and no payments. Upgrade your home. Buy 4 windows and get the 5th one free. Installation and warranty are even included. And the Renewal by Anderson certified retailers take every safety precaution to protect you and your family. Hey, for 25 years, people have trusted Renewal by Anderson for their window replacement needs, and you can too. So call right now. Don't wait. Learn how to get your free window when you buy 4.
800-296-1440. 800-296-1440. Again, that's 800-296-1440.
Interest accrues from date of purchase, but is waived if paid in full within 12 months. Other conditions apply. We've adjusted our operations to serve you safely following all CDC guidelines. Visit renewalbyanderson.com for details.
Thank you.
solutions live. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on projects around your home. Reach out to us with your questions at moneypit.com.
Laura Lynn writes in saying, I had a fiberglass door installed on a storage room, and it's clear the contractor didn't use a primer. Now the paint on the door is scratched off due to bikes going in and out of that storage area. How do I correct this, and are there any options on how to get that paint to adhere better?
Yeah, so when you have a fiberglass surface like that, this is a case where you really want to use what's called a high bond or a high adhesion primer. Kills has a new product out called Kills 3, which is such a primer. But what you want to do first is make sure if you've got any loose paint, you remove it. You can use a very fine sandpaper on that door. Even though it's fiberglass, you could use like a 400 grit paper on it or 600 grit paper on it. Just to scuff the surface, that will help the primer stick. But make sure that you get any loose material off, because you can't put new paint over bad paint, because it's kind of like, you know, having a layer in between is just not connected. Now, once you do that, you can add a good layer of that primer. Again, high bond, high adhesion primers. There are a number of different brands. We just happen to know about the Kills 3. That works pretty well. And then once that dries, you can put a top coat on it. I would choose definitely a semi-gloss, because it's going to have a little more durability, especially for that wear and tear you described.
All right, now we've got a question from Jenny, who writes, our downstairs neighbor is complaining of footsteps and noise. How can we soundproof our hardwood floor besides putting down a rug or a carpet? Would laminate make a difference? I mean, I don't know that laminate would make a difference unless there's some sort of super thick soundproofing underlayment that you put there with it. I mean, being an upstairs neighbor just means sometimes you're going to be noisy. So area rugs really are kind of the best trick, especially in a high traffic area. Maybe don't use such a large one, but definitely put one in an area where you're going to make a lot of noise. I mean, just short of learning how to levitate, I don't know. You got to just learn how to walk more quietly.
Yeah, we had hardwood floors and we had a runner also in the hall. So it's not just the round area rugs. You could also have like a wool runner on an empty skid mat, and that kind of quieted things down as well.
Oh, good idea. What about carpet on the bottom of the shoes?
Well, when it comes to designing a new floor for your home, there are more options than you can imagine. And Leslie's got some ideas on how you can combine some of those flooring styles for a totally new look in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, you know, a great flooring project really can enhance any room. So when it comes to the flooring, I like to use a product that's going to be super durable for the space that it's going in. But I also like to take it one step further. Once I pick my flooring material, I like to make sure that the planks of wood are available in different widths. Now, why do I do that? Because I like to create a focal point within that space. Now, this is going to work very well in a foyer or in a hallway, anywhere you do have a little bit of open floor space that you're not going to cover with an area rug, because essentially what you're making is something that looks like a rug in the middle of the room, but it's all out of your same lumber material. Now, what I like to do is use a wider plank throughout, and then I choose an inset area, and then using even the exact same flooring finish material, but just a different width. So you can create an inset border, and, you know, maybe it's a space that's 3x5, and then you do one plank that's a thinner width, and on the interior of that 3x5, maybe you put down a herringbone pattern. You know, you're creating essentially a rug, focal point, whatever you want to call it, but an area that's different, special, and like totally unique in its own spot on the floor. And it really is great because just that little extra touch can change the whole look of that room, the whole look of the house, the vibe, the energy. So be creative and have some fun.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, as long as there have been homes, there have been home repairs. But did you know the age of your home can give you a signal as to which repairs you should expect? We'll share tips on how you can figure out what that age really is on the very next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
You live in a money pit. Parks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Parks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Burks Construction Management.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.